25-year-old Amjad Dabi describes what life in Syria was like before he came to Waco as a piano student at Baylor in 2013.
I mean, I remember we'd be sitting down and taking an exam and would hear the shelling from nearby, and the I don't know, war sort of became a daily part of life. You don't get used to it necessarily, but you sort of acquire this ability to try to go on and pretend that nothing bad is going to happen.
Dabi and his friend, Andre Makdisi, met Baylor professor Bradley Bolin in 2010 through a nonprofit organization, American Voices. Bolin kept in touch with the students via social media, but as life in Syria became increasingly dangerous, it became apparent that the two needed to leave their home country. So Bolin found a way.
One of the local churches was very kind and offered them housing if they could make it. And we went through the audition and the application process here at Baylor, and they were accepted. And one thing led to another, and they ended up here, and they're thriving.
But moving to Waco also presented some challenges for Dabi. He says transportation was one of the biggest issues. In a city where waiting for the next bus to arrive can take up to an hour, it can be difficult to get around. But as Dabi notes with optimism, the move to Waco was a good one. Bolin sees it like this.
Waco is a very loving place, I think, in the sense that people look out for each other, sort of got that still that small town kind of atmosphere. So it may have actually made it a little easier in some ways to get help.
Getting that help, however, will be a long process for the thousands of Syrians who hope to come to the U.S. as refugees. Before they can even apply for resettlement, they must first leave Syria and be granted refugee status in another country. In most cases, people who are allowed to come to the U.S. as refugees already have family here. But the U.S. is more likely to consider admitting people who are in vulnerable situations, like the erupting violence in Syria, and who do not already have family ties. Regardless, that process can take a number of months depending on the situation. Aaron Rippenkroger, CEO of Refugee Services of Texas, explains.
The U.S. resettlement program is not it's not designed typically for emergency, rapid-fire action. It's those security checks are a very important part of that and part of the slowness of it and the thoroughness of it.
Once approved for what is called a third country resettlement, refugees are referred to organizations like the Refugee Services of Texas. Of the 10,000 that the U.S. has committed to welcoming in 2016, Rippenkroger estimates that anywhere from 700 to 1,000 Syrians will be putting down roots in Texas in the near future.
I think we will see a slow, methodical increase of them over the next couple of years, and I think we'll start to see that uptick start to happen in early next calendar year.
There are three main things that make a city a viable place for refugee resettlement: an open job market, available housing, and a reasonable cost of living. Rippenkroger stresses that the benefits associated with resettlement are generally limited to 6 months, after which time, he says, refugees need to be self-sufficient. Cities that support refugee resettlement receive aid, like school impact grants and health screening facilities from state and federal agencies, which help develop a city's infrastructure. But while Waco is not currently a designated resettlement site, Rippenkroger expressed optimism that it could be if the city expressed interest.
Waco has all of the indicators that really speak to a positive resettlement experience, and if that were to happen, again, it would happen very slowly, very gradually, small numbers, as community members and community partners become familiar with the program and how it works and the clients and the new community members that could be joining the community in that way.
While it remains uncertain how many, if any, Syrians will relocate to Waco, there will be some relocating to surrounding cities, like Houston, which according to reports has an estimated refugee population of 70,000. But for Bolin, who helped Dabi and Makdisi resettle to Waco as students, whether it's a big metropolitan city or a small rural town that receives the refugees, what matters is a welcoming community.
It's like, I think it was the Swedish chef on the Muppets that used to say, peoples is peoples, right? I think that's the moral of the story, is people are people. You know, we draw up boundaries, but it's not what's important.
For KWBU, I'm Avery Lill.